RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Man, it was key that we got what we did because, you know, a lot of momentum be in this game. It's a lot of momentum that could swing and, you know, stop what we had going on. So, you know, getting down there and making it happen, that's key. Just really all week he been preaching that we know what we got to do. We got to go win. So, you know, it wasn't nothing short. I wrote that in my notes. So we got to go win this week, you know. And that's what we did.
It's one of the greatest performances I've ever seen. It was hard, downhill running, but also a lot of make miss. I mean, he's making guys miss. He's taking it inside, taking it outside. You'd be remiss not to talk about the offensive line and the tight ends, but also the wide receivers. I'm going to tell you, when you watch that tape, you guys go back and watch the tape, you're going to see everybody blocking.
Tonight was just really fun. Just like Coach said, I did the prayer before the game, and you know, I just talked about guys just playing free and trusting and believing in each other. Like, we've been through a lot this season. There's no shying away from that. We know what we need to do to be able to still give ourselves a chance.
You know, it's actually crazy that we sit here on this December 29th and the Baltimore Ravens, if they win Sunday night in Pittsburgh, will win the AFC North. 1-5 start, 5-game winning streak gets them to 6-5 with back-to-back home games against division rival Cincinnati, who was still in it at the time, and the Steelers lose both of them, then follow that up with a loss at home to New England, where we're wondering what the hell's going on with Derrick Henry in the fourth quarter, and I don't want to revisit all of that, but the explanation still doesn't resonate in a positive way. And then Saturday night, you're taking 36 times and rush for 200 yards and 4 touchdowns. And enough of the jibber-jabber and enough of the BS. And we heard from Snoop Hundley as well. Game manager extraordinaire. Had some nice runs that extended drives through the touchdown pass to Zay Flowers. Also, he was also referencing, Nolan, the TD right before the half to put them up 11 at the time. So Tyler Huntley, pardon me. Was he Lamar Jackson? No. That's why his name's Tyler Huntley. He was a different number. He's a different guy. Different player. But he's beaten the Bears and the Packers this year. Two teams that are going to the playoffs from the NFC North. So we commend him for that. But the story of the day was Derrick Henry a week after not even seeing the field in crunch time against New England. Seeing a lot of it and being productive on Saturday night.
You remember last week we had Cordell on, and I asked him that question about Derrick Henry's usage. Now, I didn't even see this coming. 36 carries, career high for Derrick Henry. But I was saying, you know, with all this stuff going on right now, everyone crapping on Harbaugh, why didn't you give it to Henry? Why didn't you give it to him in the fourth quarter? It just felt like they'd come out swinging with Henry early and often. But then it ended up being, well, let's just give it to Derrick Henry and nobody else.
Yeah.
So it wasn't necessarily your diva wide receiver complaining, no, the ball never comes to me. And then all of a sudden, that next game, that first drive, they hit him like 5 times. It wasn't quite that. Henry wasn't publicly complaining about it. But you just kind of had a feeling deep down that they were going to feed him. And thank God once they did, and it was clearly working early on that they stuck with it. And not only did they stick with it, but they, to the extreme, just continued to give it to him and nobody else. Because once again, in this game, Keaton Mitchell and the reps that he had, you know, wasn't as bad as the Patriots game, but still not fully what we've seen out of Keaton Mitchell at his best. So you couldn't even say, all right, well, we're just running it well in general. Let's sprinkle in again. Let's get that rotation with Keaton Mitchell. No, no rotation. All Henry, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, and we saw a guy that moved into the top 10 all-time leading rushers in the history of the NFL, yet another 200-yard rushing game, which places him, I believe, the most or up there among the most 200-yard games in his career. But Derrick Henry, he was brilliant on Saturday night. Now, the Ravens' defense, okay, pass defense, a lot of free runners from Malik Willis, and he got hurt, Willis, that is, throwing the ball. So he had had shoulder issues prior to the game, which listed him as questionable. And a non-contact throwing thing, I mean, I don't want to speculate, but could be labrum-y or rotator cuffy, but who really knows? But he was doing well. He was running by the count for three TDs. So we can sit here and praise the offense for getting it done. Offensive line played well. And they have been playing well in run, you know, situations last couple of weeks. But now we get to the defense, lack of a pass rush. They get the turnover on the doink off the snap of Willis's head. Then Marlon had the pick late in the game. But four quarterback hits? I don't know, man.
Right. No, the defense still very much a concern. And it'll get overlooked in this one just with the way it played out and obviously how fantastic Henry and the offense were. But yeah, I mean, you talked about two turnovers there. I'm not going to sit here and say, well, what would happen if they didn't happen? You know, because we can play that game for every NFL game. What would happen if we got to stop here? What would happen if we actually scored on this play? You can drive yourself crazy doing that. But the nature of both of those turnovers are ones that I can't say were, you know, the product of the Ravens defense being at the top of their game. I mean, the fumble was just, that's all Packers. All right, you could say, all right, well, Mike Green was there ready to scoop it up.
Yep.
But football can bounce any direction it wants to. You got lucky on that one. And it shouldn't even been a fumbled snap. A competent team, a quarterback that's ready for it, that's prepared back there, that's not even a fumble. And then the interception to Humphrey, again, it's another gift-wrapped interception. So you take it, and then you didn't turn it over yourself, so that was one of my keys, but they're not doing anything defensively right now that says, all right, this defense can pick up the slack if the offense isn't at full force. And if Lamar Jackson's not going to be 100% healthy, all right, we saw a blueprint here, but let's be honest. You know, you mentioned the O-line. They were fantastic the other night, and that was a big reason why Henry did what he did. But they haven't been like that all year. And when they have, it's been in very short bursts, maybe one game at a time. So I'm interested to see what happens against the Steelers. Do they come out swinging in terms of the run game again? If the Pittsburgh defense shows any sort of a backbone, how do the Ravens adjust to that? You know, because this offensive line, are they capable of having another performance like this? Sure. I don't see why not. But it just hasn't happened here through 17 weeks on a consistent basis.
30-plus carries for Derrick Henry, and I understand over a 17-game season, that's not sustainable. But when you're in a win or else situation, keep rolling. And I don't think he'd balk at it at all against Pittsburgh. And if the Ravens do manage to win the division, and right now they play Houston, I believe, the winner of the AFC North will play Houston in the first round. Just ride it as much as you can. Speaking of Pittsburgh, they had a chance to win the division yesterday against the Cleveland Browns, and they couldn't muster an offensive touchdown. And we'll get more detailed into this conversation when we do the notes from the North segment. Oh, that was pass interference, by the way, on Valdez-Scantling on the last play. Fourth down, wasn't called, is what it is. But for the Steelers going there and laying egg the way that they did, and we sit here and take, and we probably will today, take all of these calls, Nolan, about John Harbaugh, and he's lost the team, and they're underachieving, and he needs to go. The message is stale, et cetera, et cetera. Steeler fans are saying the exact same thing about Mike Tomlin up in Pittsburgh. So whereas he might be revered in Baltimore by Ravens fans, hey, Mike Tomlin, that's a good coach. Never had a losing record. Steelers fans were like, we haven't won a playoff game in 10 years. Had a chance to clinch the division last night and couldn't even score a touchdown. Now it comes down to a do or die against the Ravens, who, by the way, are 5-2 on the road and 3.5-point favorites.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the fan bases in each city are never really satisfied, it seems, especially with long-term coaches, because maybe the narrative gets sick to the fan base as well. Hey, yeah, Harbaugh's been in the playoffs a bazillion times, and he's been to four championship games. Who cares?
Well, yeah, I mean, but right now, why should either fan base be satisfied with what they're seeing?
I'm hearing what you're saying.
So I think there's still a very real scenario on the table here of both of these coaches being out after the season. You know, obviously one's going to go to the playoffs depending on what happens this Sunday, but if, you know, the Ravens or the Steelers get bounced in that wild card game and it's kind of embarrassing or not even close, then yeah, I could see the coach in that scenario being gone, just like the guy who loses this Sunday should probably be gone.
If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Ravens, they live to see another Sunday night to be exact, as they and the Steelers will play for the championship of the AFC North. And the winner of the game gets a home playoff game on top of it. And I never thought we would see the Ravens playing in another game at M&T Bank Stadium after the loss to New England. But then again, I am always wrong. You want to get in and vent, praise, whatever it is, they've still got a chance to go to the playoffs. Are they going to be long for the postseason when they get there? Maybe we'll talk about that once it becomes reality.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.